I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Coronavirus. Volunteers rush to help pets trapped in lockdown Wuhan. They may have escaped Wuhan, the Chinese city at the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic, but many people have had to go without their pets, and almost 2 weeks on, they fear for their animals, which have been left without food and water. The city has been on lockdown since January 23rd to stop the virus from spreading. None of Wuhan's transport networks are running, and most of its 11 million residents are confined to their homes by the virtual standstill. Wuhan mayor said 5 million people have left the city before the restrictions began, leaving many pets trapped inside homes with nothing to eat or drink. Now groups of volunteers in the city are working around the clock to help animals. The head of Wuhan Cat Animal Rescue Center estimates there are at least 20 to 30,000 animals trapped in and around Wuhan with no one around to feed them. He said 100 volunteers from the center have saved more than 2,500 such animals since the lockdown began. Getting access to people's homes is a challenge in and of itself in a lockdown city, he said. Some pet owners have to hand over passcodes for their digital locks, while others have asked volunteers to pick up spare keys elsewhere in the city. Some have even authorized locksmiths to let the volunteers in. A few days ago, I went into an apartment where the owner left a 3-day supply of food and water for a cat, he said. When I went into the apartment and opened the door, the cat was so starved, so thin, already dehydrated, on the verge of dying. It drank the water for more than 10 seconds, but luckily, he saved it. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles is now offering curbside pickup and home delivery. We also have some new food we are excited about. My Perfect Pet, cooked food for dogs and cats made in California. My Perfect Pet has personal care formulas which address different medical issues. Kibbles is now stocking Stella and Chewy's canine raw coated kibble with grains. On sale, $4 off small bags and $10 off big bags. Come on into the store or check out our Facebook page for more great sales. Kibbles and Gifts is located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can give us a call at 726-3700 or visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com. Now, back to the show. Du Fan, the head of Wuhan Animal Protection Association, said they have been inundated with around 3,500 requests for help since the lockdown began. They have now responded to 1,300 of those calls. We work around the clock from 8:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. When we return home, we have to make phone calls with people who need us to help the next day. We go to bed after midnight. Most of the calls they get are to feed cats and dogs, but requests have been made for reptiles, rabbits, birds, and mini pigs, he said. Most of the owners have some spare food at home, so we just go to their homes and pour a 10 to 15 day portion. If their food is insufficient, we will provide our own food, he said. Chen Yi said he left Wuhan before the lockdown to visit his family in a neighboring province. Chen, 25, said he left behind a 4-month-old dog and a 5-month-old cat in his apartment. I left around 2 pounds of food, enough for a week for my pets before I left Wuhan, he said. I was very concerned about my pets when I discovered Wuhan was sealed off and had no idea when I could come back. He said he initially sought help from the animal protection groups in Wuhan, but eventually found a friend who volunteered to go in. My pets are just like my friends, Chen said. I felt like my friends were trapped and I couldn't leave them there to starve. I had to try everything to save them. There are also reports that some animals have been abandoned because of unsubstantiated rumors that pets can transmit the coronavirus. The World Health Organization said there is currently no evidence that companion animals or pets, such as dogs and cats, have been infected or have spread the virus. Thank goodness for all the wonderful people helping all the poor animals left behind in Wuhan. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.